Okay, the next verse is from John chapter 1 and verse 14. The actual translation of this, and if you have a margin in your NASB, it's written there in the margin, the word became flesh and tabernacled in our midst. That's the word used, tabernacled. That refers back to the Old Testament tabernacle. That means Jesus, he was the first really spiritual man that walked on the earth. The Old Testament people were wonderful people, godly people, but they could not come into this spiritual life. You know, many people ask, what happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came? Why does it say in John chapter 7 and verse 39, the Holy Spirit was not yet given? Have you ever thought of that verse? John 7:39, the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Many people have that question. You mean the Holy Spirit was not given to David and Gideon and all these people? It says the Spirit came upon them, Spirit came upon them, Spirit came upon them. What is the difference on the day of Pentecost? I use the example of a glass of water to illustrate that. If you have a lid on top of this glass of water, supposing this glass is empty, and there's a lid on top, and you keep pouring water on it, it'll flow over it, but it'll not flow inside it. It will flow over and flow out to probably bless millions, rivers of living water, like the great prophets in the Old Testament blessed people, but their inside could still be dirty, like Samson. Samson was a great man of God on the outside, but his inside was dirty. David was anointed, but he fell into adultery and murdered people in order to marry the man's wife. There was a lid on top, and the Holy Spirit could really be upon. And that's why even Moses, when God told him to speak to the rock, he hit the rock, but the water still flowed. Because God blessed the people. Millions of people got the river of water, but Moses was disobedient. It's very important to understand, this is the old covenant ministry of the Holy Spirit. But what happened on the day of Pentecost? That lid was removed, and I'll explain to you in a moment what that lid is. And the Holy Spirit could come in and dwell within. In this way, John 7:39, the Holy Spirit was not given because Jesus was not glorified. Until Jesus was glorified, the Holy Spirit could not come and dwell in anybody's heart because our hearts were dirty with sin. The blood of bulls and lambs could not cleanse anybody's heart from sin. It could cover it. That's why the Old Testament says, blessed is man whose sin is covered. You know, if you got sin written out here and you cover it, now you can't see it. That was Old Testament. But it's still underneath. That's all David experienced. Psalm 32, blessed is man whose sin is covered. But the blood of Jesus does not cover us. You know, there are people who sing the song saying, I'm under the blood. I'm not under any blood. That's for the Israelites in Egypt. They stood under the blood. I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That means it's not covered. It's wiped out. I'm justified. My past is as if I've never sinned in my life. That's what the blood of Jesus does to me. And many Christians haven't understood that. That's why they live so often in condemnation over some terrible sin they committed in the past, which they keep on confessing hundreds and hundreds of times and never seem to be free from the guilt of it. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Live in the constant guilt of some sin that you've confessed 100 times to the Lord because you don't believe in the power of the blood. You glorify your sin more than the blood of Jesus. Do you know the number of Christians who do that? I did it in foolishness for years till God showed me from Scripture, your sins and iniquities I don't remember anymore. You're justified by the blood of Jesus. It's wonderful to come into the new covenant. So when the heart was cleansed, then the Holy Spirit could come in. And then it's as the glass is filled and overflows, that's the rivers of living water. So there's a lot of difference between rivers of living water flowing in the old covenant, which is over upon a person, and flowing from within. Jesus said, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink from his innermost being. Rivers of living water will flow, John 7:38. The important thing is not the rivers of living water. Moses blessed millions of people with that water, but it didn't flow from his innermost being. The difference in the new covenant is it will flow from our innermost being. In other words, ministry will not be just ministry. It will flow from our life. And the first person who lived on earth, who lived like this, a spiritual life, was Jesus Christ. He was filled with the Holy Spirit within. Nobody before him was, not even John the Baptist. When it talks about those people being filled with the Spirit, it was upon. The Spirit was not given till Jesus was glorified. But when Jesus came, he inaugurated a new way of life in the Spirit from within flowing out. That is the life that he offered the disciples, and they were introduced to on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit came within. I'll show you one more verse, John chapter 14. In John 14, where Jesus is speaking for the first time about the Holy Spirit, he says, I'm going to pray to the Father to give you a helper. Whenever you read a scripture, try and read it in this context. A helper for what? You just go to the previous verse. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And his commandments are so impossible to keep. Never to get angry. Never to lust after a woman. Never to love money. To do everything for the glory of God, even your eating and drinking. To love your enemies, bless those who curse you, pray for those who persecute you. Never to give money in order for people to be seen. Never to let your praying or fasting be known to anyone. Never to judge people. What a high standard. You say, Lord, I love you, but I can't keep those commandments. So he says, don't worry, I'm going to ask the Father to give you a helper. A helper for what? To keep my commandments. These very commandments which you're trying to keep and you're not able to keep because you're under the law. I will give you the Spirit of grace. Like it says in Zechariah 12:10, I will pour out the Spirit of grace upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit of grace was poured out. Grace that would give them power to overcome sin. And this Spirit, now listen to this last part of verse 17. At the moment, he's only with you. But in that day, he will be in you. It couldn't be clearer than that. Right now, he's with you. Old covenant. In that day, he'll be in you. Have you experienced that? And if you allow that Holy Spirit to lead you from within, this living water will overflow and you can be a channel of blessing to hundreds and thousands of people. That is God's will for every one of his children. He who believes in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. My brothers and sisters, that is your birthright. If the devil's cheated you of it, don't let him cheat you anymore.